And now this is a dictation for Dean, D-E-A-N, Gluch, G-L-U-C-H, October 977, addresses a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, 8286853. Dear John, teleconference, Mr. Gluch, with membranous nephropathy, biopsy proven, 2018, with positive antibodies for PLA2R, initially treated with prednisone cyclophosphamide, recurrence on 2021, Rituxan RITUXAN was given, patient has complete response, last visit was in January, all review system is negative, specifically no skin joint abnormalities, urine without cloudiness, blood foaminess, no edema, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea. Next paragraph, he remains on losartan, full 50 milligrams once a day. No anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure 121/78. Weight 220, which is down from prior visit to 28. Chemistries, next paragraph, shows normal kidney function, normal albumin, electrolyte, acid base, calcium, phosphorus. Testing for the antibody PLA2R is negative, normal cell count without anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, a 24-hour urine collection, 240 milligrams. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Membranous nephropathy, secondary to PLA2R. Complete remission after Rituxan. We will monitor random protein creatinine ratio and serology testing for membranous for now every 3 months. No immediate indication for a second dose of Rituxan. We might need to go in that direction to keep remission longer. At the same time, we do not want to expose him to a high-risk medication, immunosuppressant, and side effects. He's comfortable with that approach. Come back in 6 months, blood test every 3 months, end of dictation.